little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
Hi, my name's Beth Rowley, and this first song is called Forest Fire.
Almost exactly 10 years ago, Beth Rowley seemed to have it all, if you define having it all, as many people surely would, as a major label deal and justly acclaimed debut album, Little Dreamer, going straight into the UK top 10. And then she walked away. Rowley was not the first artist to discover that success of that sort is in many respects overrated, but she is among the very few to have located the strength to relinquish it voluntarily. Almost exactly 10 years later, Beth Rowley is releasing her second album, Gota Fria. She came to Midori House to discuss its long and eventful gestation.
We're starting a forest fire, cause I've been burned, I've been burned before, and now I
Beth, I wanted to start by going back 10 years or so. You had a top 10 album, you had a major deal, and you decided it wasn't for you.
I was thinking, hang on. Yeah, this day, it went from, it was very subtle, it was a very slow process. So it was only really the last few months when I was about to release the album that I realised that the goalposts were moving quite significantly and I didn't want to play ball. So I started, you know, just questioning stuff and pushing back, and it just became so uncomfortable. It was like a tug of war. The whole, every aspect of it was hard work at that point. So I thought, yeah, it's not, this isn't going to carry on. this isn't going to end well, so may as well just try and make it as easy as possible as a you know, departure. And it was fine. I mean, I think they knew as well that I wasn't happy, and so the whole thing wasn't going to work if the person creating the art in the middle of it isn't happy, then it, you know, eventually it's not going to end well, you know.
Or they're just going to make a really great, fantastically unhappy blues album about how miserable being a musician is making them.
That's right.
That is, yeah, quite an established genre.
Yeah, no, I know it is, absolutely. But I remember doing some interviews and I was told to not be so honest because I was being far too honest about how I felt about everything.
Well, we should talk, therefore, about the new album, Go to Freya, which I suspect I've just pronounced incredibly.
No, that's bad. It. Oh. Yeah, Go to Freya, yeah.
Well, that was a lucky guess on my part. The title, first of all, I did want to ask about.
Mm. So it's a Spanish word, which means cold drop, and I heard it when I was in Spain. My parents live in Spain, and I was stood with my dad looking out, and there's beautiful mountains near where they live. And this kind of weather system happens in Spain where it's like a weather phenomenon, basically, where cold air separates from the current stream and separates and just hangs, like, separately. Everything else carries on, and it just goes on its own little route, and it can just stay still for days and weeks, and then it can join. It joins again. It decides, I don't know why, to just suddenly rejoin everything. And there are big storms that happen down on the coast and flooding, and it's pretty terrible, actually, for the people on the coast, because there's lots of flooding and stuff. But I loved that description, and I thought, oh, I just love the sound of the words as well. So I thought, I'll have that. Love that for the album.
So how far back into this decade since its predecessor did this album begin coming together?
Quite a while ago. Some of the songs are about 5 years old. So some of them I wrote with Ron Sexsmith, who's a fabulous songwriter, singer-songwriter. And so that's probably the oldest one. And then the newest one, which is Go to Freya, I had the name for the album and then I had to write a song, which I didn't have. So that's the newest one. This next song is called Brave Face.
It may surprise, I think, people who remember Little Dreamer, and indeed it might surprise people who've just heard the acoustic tracks you've done here today, but it is a great big blues album. Was that a surprise to you?
No, it was a bit of a journey of discovery. You know, after 10 years, you'd think I'd just nail it and get it exactly the way I want it. But no, it just kept changing over the 10 years. I try something and think, that's it. And then when the funding or the getting the team, or that, there's so many different elements that go to getting this thing actually out there and recorded and funded and in people's hands, there would be some other link in the chain which wouldn't work, and then a year would go by, and then the songs which I thought were on the album then would have to change. So this is the album which has been the last, I'd say the last 18 months from the newest songs, which are really new. And it's only a handful of the songs which I wrote from a while ago that have made it onto this album, that, you know, they stood the test of time, as it were, and I've never recorded them. So yeah, it's a bit of a concoction, but I'm happy with the blues vibe. I always loved that from the first album, so I wanted that to continue.
Just before we let you go, Beth, I did want to ask, partly to make clear that you haven't been doing absolutely nothing this last decade. You've been working with a group which does a festival in Bethlehem, and you've become quite involved with this. What is the festival and what is your involvement with it?
So there's a festival called Bethlehem Live, which happens right in the old town of Bethlehem. And I went the first year, about 8 years ago, I got invited to go as part of a group of musicians from a festival which I've been going to in the UK, and they were setting up this new festival, and it was the first year it had run. So I went along to perform, and there's a very small creative human rights organisation called Amos Trust, who I work with now, and they were involved with the festival. And yeah, and it's just become the most incredible project that I've been part of. Amos Trust have all sorts of different partner projects around the world in India, Nicaragua, and working with all sorts of fantastic projects, but mainly creative based, basically finding artistic, creative ways to work alongside projects that are already happening in those places. And it's been amazing. It's like the highlight of my year now.
That's why I tell you, 'cause I love you.
This song is called Run to the Light. Top of his table, and the queen sits proudly by his side, armed with promises that they were given, shielded from the grip of time. Won't forget to give thanks.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Beth Rowley. Her new album, Go to Freer, is out on June 29th. Beth is playing dates around the UK this June, and tickets are available online now. This show was produced by Holly Fisher and recorded and mixed by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. Tune in at the same time next week for more live music. But for now, from me, Andrew Muller, thanks for listening. Run to the